The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Last week, the House leadership in Frankfurt removed a legislator from a committee simply because she voted against casinos coming to Kentucky. They walked on the people's voice and ignored representative government with this treacherous act. This leadership group of the Kentucky House of Representatives, which happens to be controlled by Democrats, callously chose to break their oath to uphold the Kentucky Constitution. They replaced Representative Sims with two pro-casino legislators. The next day, the committee, which had voted down casinos on Monday, approved the bill that now goes to the House floor for a full vote by Kentucky's representatives. This concentration of power into the hands of a few who can walk over the people's rights and force legislators to do their bidding is very dangerous. It is against the biblical principles of government, which were our founders' principles of government. When God established the Jewish Republic under Moses' leadership, He gave Moses direction about spreading out the power of government and not allowing it to get concentrated into the hands of a few. Moses then said to the people in Deuteronomy 1:13, "Choose wise and discerning and experienced men from your tribes, and I will appoint them as your heads." The people were to choose them. Here God gives the principle that was taught by our founders in the writing of our Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson stated, quote, "Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." God entrusts the highest authority for government to the people at large. Mr. Average Citizen is the power of government. This is why our founders intended the House of Representatives to be the most powerful branch of government. The House was to represent the people directly. So to make certain the representatives in the House listened to the voice of the people, they made their terms only 2 years long. This gave the people opportunity to remove them quickly if they ever abused their power. Thus the people would stay in control of their government. President Woodrow Wilson admonished us to steadfastly resist letting the power of government get into the hands of a few. He stated, quote, "The history of liberty is a history of limitations of governmental power, not the increase of it. When we resist," he said, "the concentration of power, we are resisting the powers of death, because concentration is what always precedes the destruction of human liberties." We can only effectively do this when we willingly place our lives under the control of Jesus Christ. Letting Him teach us how He thinks about government is the only safe way to maintain liberty. His truth, recorded in the Bible, is the only sure defense against the few ruling the many. Jesus said, "When you know the truth shall make you free." Our liberty is based on the truth of God revealed in the Bible. It can only be maintained by obedience to that Bible. Biblical Christianity is the only true safeguard of liberty. Sam Adams, the father of our American Revolution, wrote, "A general dissolving of principles will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of a common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when they lose their virtue, they'll be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader." William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, stated so powerfully, "Men will either be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.